WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL, a Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
Special counsel chosen, Flynn admission. I'm Elliot Francis. The FBI's investigation into Russia's interference and possible collusion with the Trump campaign is now being turned over to former FBI Director Robert Mueller. Bob Costantini reports.
James Comey replaced Robert Mueller at the FBI in 2013. Mueller guided the Bureau through the September 11 attacks and long-term terrorism investigations following. As special counsel, Mueller can bring in his own investigators to either replace or supplement what the FBI has already done with the Russia probe. White House officials were reportedly caught off guard by the announcement from the Justice Department, coming as President Trump and the Attorney General Jeff Sessions were interviewing potential FBI director replacements for the fired Comey. Bob Costantini, Washington.
The New York Times is reporting that former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn told the Trump transition team before the inauguration that he was under investigation for secretly working as a paid lobbyist for Turkey during the campaign. I'm Elliot Francis. A Tulsa police officer has been acquitted in the shooting death of an unarmed black man. Correspondent Reed Binion reports.
No justice, no peace! No justice, no peace!
Protesters demonstrating in downtown Tulsa Wednesday night after a white Tulsa police officer was found not guilty of manslaughter by a jury in the death of an unarmed black man last year. Betty Shelby was charged in September after the shooting death of Terrence Crutcher, which was caught on camera. She testified that she shot Crutcher because she feared for her life. But prosecutors say Shelby, quote, reacted unreasonably by escalating the situation. The video shows Crutcher, who was later found to be unarmed, walking on the road with his hands in the air before being shot. I'm Reed Binion.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin set to testify before the Senate Banking, Housing, and Urban Affairs Committee today. According to a preview of the speech, Mnuchin will say the U.S. economy can grow 3% or more if regulatory and tax reforms are enacted. I'm Elliot Francis.
WMAL News at 5:02. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. We're expecting more 90-plus degree heat today after yesterday's new records at Dulles and BWI. At Dulles, and mercury hit 91, breaking the old mark of 89. At BWI, it was 93 yesterday. That actually tied the record. The reading at 91 at Reagan National was 1 degree short of the tying the 1974 record there. And with the record or near-record heat, complaints are starting to come in about broken air conditioning on Metro trains.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, there's no doubt about it.
Metro GM Paul Wiedefeld says he can't guarantee it won't happen, especially after his experience getting to an event in Montgomery County this week.
To be frank, I was in one coming out here. It was a 4,000 series. Imagine that, right? It's one of these cars ever getting rid of.
He says newer cars like the 6 and 7,000 series trains have more reliable HVAC systems, and they've been rehabbing older ones.
We have actually what we're calling a Get Well program that's addressing a number of issues with cars.
If you're stuck in a hot car, you're encouraged to use the intercom to let the conductor know. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Well, they were there to protest alleged atrocities in Turkey, but some members of a relief group were beaten up at the Turkish embassy on Tuesday.
None of us were expecting that it will turn to such violent event.
The founder of the Yazidi Relief Fund, Lucia Soyan, tells the Larry O'Connor Show a group of people who were dressed like special security forces ran against her group of a dozen or so protesters and attacked them.
While I was on the ground, I just felt that someone is beating me.
She still feels lightheaded and is going back to the doctor. Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Maryland State Police investigators still aren't sure why a young woman was driving her SUV on the wrong side of the road yesterday on Route 50 in Anne Arundel County, causing a head-on crash that killed her and a 66-year-old man. And the federal appeals court is asking the plaintiffs in the Purple Line lawsuit to respond to the Maryland Attorney General's request that the court order a lower court judge to quickly issue a ruling in the case. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 20,607, the NASDAQ at 6011. Sports: Garrett Cole shuts down the Nationals' offense as the Pirates win. The Orioles lose in Detroit. WMAL Newstime 5:04. Up next, traffic and weather. Then it's Mornings on the Mall on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
My friends Sarah and Debbie Reynolds just did it again. It's Larry O'Connor, and here's another reason why I continue to recommend Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds team with Keller Williams. Sarah and Debbie just sold Roger and Angela's home for $30,000. Over the asking price in record time. They used their exclusive database of ready buyers. Sure, you can hire any agent and chances are they'll sell your home eventually. But here's the question. Can they get you a lot more money than you think is possible? It's all about what you put in your pocket when the home closes, right? That's why I only recommend my realtors, Sarah and Debbie Reynolds. The Reynolds team team's top-performing homebuyer systems and their years of experience are critical to have on your side. Sarah and Debbie want to talk to you right now, so give them a call. 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD, or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
Stuck in a timeshare? Get out at TimeshareExitTeam.com.
505 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland Beltway early delays coming around from College Park to Silver Spring. Multi-car crash. Crews are just trying to sort things out here at the scene of the incident after Colesville Road. But before you get to Georgia Avenue, initially they stopped all traffic, but it looks like they're allowing two lanes to get by now. On the outer loop of the Beltway, you'll hit that abrupt delay. You'll be up at speed until you get to University Boulevard, so be very cautious. Again, crash before Georgia Avenue. Two lanes getting by. On 295, heading northbound, here we go with the paving project coming up to Benning Road. Looks like one lane gets by with early delays through that stretch. And a water main break on MacArthur Boulevard closes MacArthur between Reservoir and Foxhall Road in each direction. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Continuing with the heat, two 90-degree days here to wrap up the work week. Above 90 today, 93 with an air quality alert. A few clouds around this morning and partly cloudy this afternoon. Tonight, 71, warm and steamy, maybe an isolated shower, thunder shower. Late day thunderstorms tomorrow, still near 90 degrees. Cooler weather by the upcoming weekend. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 72 in Warrenton, 73 in Silver Spring, 75 degrees in Washington. The King of the Netherlands reveals that for 21 years, he piloted commercial jets as a stress reliever. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630. WMAL.
Good morning. It is 5:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk on this Thursday morning, or Friday Eve, as I like to think of it, Friday Eve. You know, I don't know what we're going to talk about today, but just in case, at 6:35, Garrett Graff, the author of The Threat Matrix, FBI at War, will be joining us. At 7:05, Robert McDowell, he's a former FCC commissioner. At 7:15, Joe DeGeneva's here. What's Joe going to talk about? At 7:35, Steve Moore from the Heritage, he's their economist, will be with us. And at 8:05, it's Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, full docket. I'm Mary Walter alongside Brian Wilson.
Well, as you may have heard, there is now a special prosecutor that has been brought in to handle the question of whether or not there was collusion between the Trump campaign and the Russians. And I want to know, let's just get started this morning. I mean, this right off the bat, I want you to get on your soapbox and tell me what you think about this. 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. His name, of course, is Bob Mueller, former director of the FBI. He served for 12 years, which is longer than normal, that you normally serve 10 years, but people thought he did a pretty good job, and President Obama extended him by a couple of years, so he served a total of 12 years. Many people thought he set the gold standard for what an FBI director should be. I would say a man of integrity, a man who is seen as largely independent and nonpartisan, and a man who is, I think getting pretty high marks by those in town who were concerned about the matter of Russian collusion. The Democrats seem to be okay with it. Republicans on the Hill seem to be okay with it. White House says, hey, we didn't do anything wrong, never did. Bring it on. You got nothing to hide here, so I guess they're okay with it. Is it a good idea or a bad idea to have a special prosecutor? 888-630-9625. 1-888-630-WMAL. I'll just give you my sense of it, Marion. I'd love to know what you think about it. My sense of it is this probably is not, in the grand scheme of things, a horrible thing. I mean, look, things were spiraling out of control, and everybody on Capitol Hill was in a tizzy. And now they're talking about, we need a special prosecutor. We need to find out what's going on here. Well, there's a lot of people that have been looking at this matter for a long time, and some of them, have actually been on the Democratic side of the equation who have been willing to say, so far we don't see anything. There's a lot of people looking for stuff, but we've not found any evidence. So I'm okay if there's going to be an investigation of this, because I think ultimately ultimately, what it does is it sort of stills the water and sort of calms the tumult that we've had in this town of late over this whole issue. I mean, I don't think there's much there to the Russian collusion story. I never have. So I'm okay with an investigation because it basically makes Democrats shut up for a while. They got what they wanted. They're going to be a special prosecutor. They're going to be happy with Mueller. They think he's an independent guy. And at the end of the day, I don't think they're going to find anything. So I say bring it on. And at least now we can talk about something else. What do you think? Phone lines are open at 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL.
So you think this is going to make Democrats shut up for a little while?
Well, how can they complain? They got exactly what they asked for.
Oh, bless your heart. You're adorable. Never going to happen. They will find something else. I see good and bad. Part of me says this justifies Hillary Clinton's mantra that I lost because of the Russians. So we're justifying why Hillary lost, not because she's a horrible candidate, not because she was corrupt, not because of the emails, not because of any of that. It's because of Russia. So we've now justified that. That's the first thing. On the downside, a special prosecutor usually has to justify his or her existence. Well, his, because it's never been a her, his existence, right? So coming out of an investigation that could probably and probably will take years with nothing doesn't justify his existence. So that bothers me. This could go on forever, and it will hang over this presidency probably until 2020. And I think that's a negative. This investigation includes, quote, any matters that arose or may arise directly from the investigation and any other matters within the scope. So this thing could mushroom and become huge.
That's possible.
And this will hang over the Trump presidency now from basic, 3 months in until 2020. And the Democrats are going to exploit this. You are totally underselling the enemy. I called him the enemy in this. Sorry. So in my mind, that's the negative. And I don't understand what we're investigating. Because we already have two bodies investigating this who have said, as you like to say, there is no there. So what crime is the special prosecutor, not special investigator, special prosecutor prosecuting? What's he prosecuting?
Well, I'll tell you, I don't think there's anything there. And here's what I think about Mueller. I think if that is the case, I don't buy into this thing that Mueller will be a person who feels like he has to justify his existence. I don't think he's that guy.
Okay.
And my sense of it all is that Mueller, if he gets into this thing and he makes a pretty quick assumption that there's nothing there, I think he'll come back out pretty quickly and say, you know what? There's no there. Now, there is always the possibility they find some, as they're working on this, they find something else. That's always a possibility. But I don't think this leads to the president. And I've never thought it led to the president. And I think at the end of the day, the president is going to be cleared of this. I mean, if I were Michael Flynn, I'd be a little concerned. That's what I think. I think Michael Flynn is the guy who needs to be a little nervous right now. But by and large, Mueller, I don't think he'll spend a lot of time, and I don't think he'll drag it out. It's not in his interest to do so. I mean, he doesn't want to turn this into an endless affair, I'm pretty sure.
Well, I'll tell you my upside coming up. Let's get to some calls
here. Yeah, to the phone lines we go. How about to Andrew and Chantilly? You're on with Brian and Mary. What do you say, Andrew?
Hi, good morning. Didn't the Democrats tell us, though, that by firing Comey, the investigation was eventually killed?
Yeah, well, that was what they said that was the attempt. Quite frankly, that was the stupidest thing I've heard Democrats say. It was never going to be the case. When you fire Comey, it only makes them more, at the FBI, more certain and more determined to continue the investigation.
But they got what they want. As stupid as you think that claim was, they got what they want.
Which is something...
And they always do.
Mary, it stops the conversation.
Okay.
It absolutely stops the conversation. There's nothing that they can say. Well, they said, whoa. Well, you got what you want, so, what's the problem?
We also didn't think they could complain about the firing of Comey, because that would be hypocritical. And they did, and they got a special prosecutor out of it.
They asked for a special prosecutor, and they get perhaps one of the most men with the greatest integrity this town's seen in a while. How can you complain about what you got?
Ultimate manipulators.
Cam in Virginia, what do you say? You're on with Brian and Mary. What's your thought?
Good morning, Mary and Brian. I'm with Mary on this. First of all, let's call this what it is. It's a special counsel, not a special prosecutor. No crime has been committed. No one has pointed to any crime. We got 10 months of investigation by several different bodies on this. Not one scintilla of evidence has been produced. And I think this is a very bad idea. Mueller, you can say what you want about his integrity. The Democrats will not be satisfied. Nancy Pelosi's already been out there calling for more. She says that Mueller's not as independent as he should be. So your idea that this is going to stop the conversation is, I'm sorry, quite respectfully, ludicrous.
Well, okay. Right? Well, I guess here's what I say. Let's talk about it in a week and see what the focus is. The focus is going to be on something else. But I don't think that, by and large, I mean, Mueller's not a leaker. And you only have stories that come out if somebody's leaking. And I don't think Mueller's good. I think he'll shut that down. Well, listen, we want to know what you think about it. The phone lines are open at 888-630-9625. And by the way, he is right. I think it's more accurate to call this guy special counsel than special prosecutor, although he has the full authority to prosecute if he sees fit to do so. But what do you think about it? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. It's now 5:15. Time for traffic and weather. For 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland Beltway, early crash with early delays, but everything clear to the shoulder. Here we go. Coming from 95, if you're heading past University Boulevard up ahead, you'll hit that jam traffic to get past Colesville Road toward George Avenue. But again, lanes have been reopened. Dealing with the crash in Virginia now in Dale City, northbound Interstate 95 before you get to the Prince William Parkway. That's along the left side. And we have the road work, DC 295 northbound at Benning, causing early northbound delays from at least Route 4. I'm looking at that volume pushing northbound 295. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, the forecast calls for plenty of sunshine, record high temperatures today, perhaps 93 is the forecast high. Tonight, 73. Tomorrow, again, near record high temperatures, 93. On Friday, they say showers are going to be in the area, but still pretty warm, temperatures in the low 90s. And on Saturday and Sunday, cooler weather, both days, temperatures in the mid to upper 70s. Currently in the nation's capital, we're in the mid-70s right now, 74 degrees, 516 on WMAL.
Learn how you could make your money go further in retirement. Listen to Ron Carson on Wealth from Wisdom this Saturday at noon, right here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
It's 5:17 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. We're asking you, what do you think about the idea of a special counsel being appointed in this matter by the Russian collusion, alleged Russian collusion? Here's what Jason Chaffetz had to say about it. He's actually calling for Jim Comey to come to the Hill and answer questions. And in the meantime, his take on a special counsel?
This could go on for years, and there could be long periods of just silence. And what I worry is that the Democrats are going to politically exploit this on a daily drumbeat, making up theories, making up stories, you know, trying to get somebody to grab onto a piece of meat and say, oh, this is true, when you don't have the definitive word from somebody who's going to be essentially silent over the next, I don't know how long, 6 months, 2 years? Right. I don't know.
Jason Chaffetz, he's with you, Mary, and I just simply think that you have to have information leaking out for there to be stories to hang it on, and I don't think they're going to get a lot of information. I think he's right. I think Mueller's going to be silent for a long time, and I think it quietens the whole thing up. But what do you think about it? Here's the phone lines are open at 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. Robert in Manchester, you're on with Brian and Mary this morning. Hello, Robert.
Good morning. I think this is the greatest thing ever because Mueller's going to come get to the bottom of it like all the Democrats want, and there's going to be nothing there. And then Mueller's going to turn into Comey 2.0, where the Democrats would do nothing but bash him while they're praising him right now.
Yeah, I mean, I think I could see a very, very similar press conference to what Jim Comey did with the Hillary thing. Well, you know, we saw a little of this and a little of that, but it really didn't amount to much.
I mean, because Mueller's going to start off with absolutely zero evidence of something because they're not even saying what crime had been committed. So he has to start from scratch because no one has any evidence of anything.
I did read that he'll probably just take over the agents that are currently on the case and sort of start monitoring them, and they sort of get taken out into a special unit. So that'll be interesting to see how that progresses or whether he'll have all the resources he needs, that's for sure. There's no doubt about that.
But he's starting with no evidence.
Well, he starts with whatever they've got in the file so far.
This just reminds me of, you know, the Democrats are like a teenager that you have who you never told no when they were younger, and you always appease them because you didn't want your kid to throw a temper tantrum, so you gave the kid the iPad back to let them play because it mollified them, and it kept him quiet, and on and on. And now you've got this teenager who is running the house and demanding things of you, and as a parent, you're like, oh, well, I'm going to do this, and this is going to solve the problem, and this is going to, fix my problems with this child. And that kid is never going to be fixed. They're constantly going to demand more and more and more and be more and more unreasonable because you never stood your ground prior. And the Republicans have never stood their ground.
Paul in Culpeper, you're on with Brian and Mary. Hello, Paul. What do you think?
Hi, good morning. Even though I'm against this special counsel because I think it does have the threat of taking a life of its own, we've seen this in the past. I do think there's a little bit of an upside that it can take away some of the distractions for the Trump White House, where if there is a daily drumbeat that starts, the White House and the Republicans should just say, look, there's a special counsel investigating this. We don't need to be talking about this. Let it go where it leads. And the silly talks of impeachment, again, they can shoot that all down and just say, look, this investigation is underway. Let it lead to its natural conclusion.
You know, Comey is supposed to testify in various places that people are asking him to testify. I'll make a prediction right here and now. Comey does not testify. He will simply say, well, we've got a special counsel investigating this matter now. I'm just not going to get involved in the fray.
On the upside, maybe we'll find out about this memo from Comey, because if the memo's true, then when Comey testified to Congress on May 3rd that there was no attempts to impede the investigation, he perjured himself. Right.
Well, I don't.
That'll be interesting.
I don't know exactly how that's going to play out.
On the upside, there may be some good entertainment value out of this.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to hear much. That's why I don't think there's going to be much entertainment value.
Everything's going to come out in 2019 while Republicans are running for re-election. That's when all this is going to come out.
And if what thing comes out is that there was nothing there, then that's over.
It's never over with the I'm telling you right now.
Yeah. All right. Well, Mary is very skeptical about this. I think it's, look, it was inevitable and it's going to quiet the waters and ultimately there's nothing there. What do you think? The phone lines are open at 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL.
Attention diabetics. With insurance, you may qualify to get your testing supplies at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181.
Larry O'Connor here. You know, lately, whenever the topic of health care comes up, we hear words like uncertain and expensive. Well, what if I told you that when it comes to my personal health care, the words that come to my mind are convenient and caring? That's because my doctor is Dr. Jones with the Concierge Medical Team at Principal Medical Group. Listen, the relationship you have with your doctor is priceless. And as a patient, I know firsthand how the team at Principal Medical Group put me first. Experience convenient appointments, 24/7 direct access to Dr. Jones, and the quality care you deserve. I feel the difference as a patient at Principal Medical Group, and you will too. Don't spend another year getting half the care for twice the price. Invest in your health like I did. Schedule your free consultation with Dr. Jones at his McLean office. Call 703-663-8824 or go online to principalmedicalgroup.com. The landscape of healthcare is changing, but the principles of good care shouldn't. principalmedicalgroup.com.
Who are care suites for?
As a wounded veteran, my disability made moving around my home an obstacle. Thanks to Care Suites of America, I have a universally designed space and freedom to roam independently at home.
Care Suites of America provides unique home additions tailored to meet the care needs of aging or physically impaired family members. A custom care suite provides safety, security, and independence at a lower cost than senior and assisted living facilities. Learn more at caresuitesofamerica.com or call 571-332-5754.
This is Mary Walter, and when my old dentist informed me that he was retiring, Larry O'Connor told me that I had to meet Dr. Deb and Dr. Rob at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. After visiting their office, I cannot say enough wonderful things about them. Like many other people, I'm not a fan of visiting the dentist, but getting to know the dream team at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry, I felt comfortable enough to tell them about what makes me nervous, and they reassured me it was perfectly normal. And that's who they are, compassionate, caring dentists who get it. There's no rush when you get in the chair, and you are in total control.
Bethesda Sedation Dentistry wants you to get into a routine of keeping your teeth healthy. Have a smile you can be proud of without delaying your dental visits until you're in pain. To learn more about sedation dentistry, or if you just need a wonderful dentist, call Rocky at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry at 301-530-2434. That's 301-530-2434. Again, that's 301-530-2434, or visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
The Zero Res Spring Carpet Cleaning Sale is on now. Get three rooms of carpets cleaned for just $147, plus a hallway cleaned for free. Book at ZeroResDC.com.
It is 525 now on WMAO. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
DC, 295 northbound. Of course, you know the drill with that long going work zone as you approach Benning Road. They're doing the paving now and had a lane block still a few moments ago. Northbound 295 as you come up from Pennsylvania Avenue with the early hefty delays. Southbound lanes are open at the scene. Now, let's get to Virginia where crews were trying to get the crash to the shoulder. Looks like successfully here. Northbound in Dale City before you get to the Prince William Parkway, but very slow. And the top side of the Maryland Beltway outer loop after Colesville Road, but before George Avenue, had a four-car crash. They were able to get everything to the shoulder, but with the delays here before you get to Colesville Road back near University Boulevard. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Continuing with the heat, two 90-degree days here to wrap up the work week. Above 90 today, 93 with an air quality alert. A few clouds around this morning and partly cloudy this afternoon. Tonight's 71, warm and steamy, maybe an isolated shower, thunder shower. Late day thunderstorms tomorrow, still near 90 degrees. Cooler weather by the upcoming weekend. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 74 degrees at Reagan National. It is now 526 on WMAL.
It takes a whole lot more effort to get something started in your life than it does to keep it moving.
The Dale Walmsley Show has moved thousands of radio listeners closer to a great life. Listen Sundays at 2 p.m. on WMAL.
All right, here's the question. Do you think it was a good idea to appoint a special counsel in this Russian collusion matter? 888-630-9625. Andrew in Manassas, you're on with Brian and Mary. Hello, Andrew.
Hey, good morning. I agree with Mary. I think it was a horrible idea. And Mary, you stole my analogy of a child having a tantrum, but that's okay.
Brian, I didn't know you had that analogy, so I can't steal it.
Yeah. Brian.
Yeah.
Come on, man. I can't believe you think this is a good idea. You know,
well,
the Democrats, all they're going to do is let me just say for as long as this investigation goes, and as soon as the investigation is over, they're going to twist it to make it work towards their narrative, because that's all they do.
Andrew, I respect your position on this, but let me just say this. Was what we've seen over the past 2 weeks okay with you? I mean, all of the craziness and all of the frothy conversations and the talk of impeachment. I mean, that's not a good... You can't let that continue forever.
And they're going to continue it the entire president.
But well, you may be right, and I may be wrong, but I predict to you that it gets a little better after today. I really do. I think at some point, you have to have information coming to feed these stories, to feed all this chaos that was going on, and Mueller will not be that guy. He will not be leaking any information. This thing is going to go silent, and that helps the situation, and it gives Republicans the ability to say, well,
you really think that now the Republicans are going to say there's nothing there? No, they're not going to. They're going to take the bait every time, because that's what they do. That's why you had the screaming and shouting and the gnashing of teeth for the past week over nothing. That's why.
I believe that the situation going forward will be better than the situation we've seen in the last week.
Is that what you want?
Is that what you want for another six months?
Because
I'm telling you, that would be nothing but bad for this administration. Well, anyway, we have strong feelings about it, and we'll talk more about it throughout the morning. It's 5:28.
Hey guys, pardon the advertising interruption to your radio program. Do yourself a favor and please listen carefully. If you have tried or wanted to try Viagra or other male prescriptions in the last few years, you need to hear about Noxetril, the super pill that will transform your sex life forever. You see, Noxetril has been formulated and developed in U.S. FDA labs, and it's the real deal. Noxetril works, period. Strong, explosive results that increase blood flow fast. And best of all, there are no side effects like prescription meds. After After years of research, the developers of Noxetril got it right. This remarkable pill is off the charts. Right now, we encourage you to take advantage of our incredible free bottle offer. So what are you waiting for? Noxetril. It's that good.
Call now and find out how to get a free bottle of Noxetril while supplies last. Call 1-800-690-5964. That's 800-690-5964. Free bottles for a limited time, so call now. 800-690-5964. 800-690-5964.
Every day, on the front lines of healthcare, there are new challenges and new opportunities. At United Health Group, we're built to help with both. We're partnering with employers to provide data and insights that can help improve employees' health outcomes. Ensuring seniors have both stability and choice in their healthcare benefits. Working with governments to expand access to healthcare coverage, lower costs, and improve care quality. And providing consumers with innovative tools that can make healthcare better and simpler. These are just a few of the ways we're supporting those on the front lines of healthcare. To all those with a passion to improve healthcare, our question is, how can we help? United Health Group, built for better health. Learn more at unitedhealthgroup.com.
Listen, we're going to continue the conversation, especially at 7:15. You may want to check back as we'll be joined by legal analyst Joe DeGeneva. I'm certain he will settle the conversation. It's 5:30 in the nation's capital. Time for some news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. It's going to be another hot one today. We tied or broke a couple of heat records yesterday. Not likely to be a record-breaking day today, forecasters say, but in the 90s nevertheless. Congressional lawmakers are applauding the appointment of former FBI Director Robert Mueller as special counsel to oversee the Russia investigation.
There is a real sense and a feeling up here on Capitol Hill that what that does is it takes a little pressure off those who are working up here on Capitol Hill. There's been a daily drip of news, and lawmakers have had to respond to every little movement of this story.
Correspondent Sunland Surfati. The plaintiffs who filed the lawsuit that's now holding up the Purple Line are being given a week to respond to the Maryland Attorney General's motion to have a higher court order the judge in the case to make a decision. That head-on crash on Route 50 in Anne Arundel County yesterday has claimed a second life. Last night, 66-year-old Robert Skidmore of Cape St. Clair died from his injuries. He was driving the SUV that 22-year-old Laura Ashley Murphy of Salisbury crashed into while driving the wrong way on Route 50 in Anne Arundel County. Demonstrators gathered outside a courthouse in Oklahoma yesterday after a jury acquitted a white Tulsa police officer in the shooting death last year of an unarmed black man.
I can understand it's good cops and it's bad cops, but the bad ones is outweighing the good right now. Why ain't the good cops talking to the bad cops? Because they're making them all look bad when we don't trust none of them.
And the Maryland Medical Cannabis Commission has now given final approval to the first company in the state authorized to grow marijuana. The panel approved the license for Forward Grow. That's one of the 15 companies named as finalists last year. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 20,607, the Nasdaq at 60.11. Sports, the Nats bats go silent as they lose to the Pirates. The Orioles lose to the Tigers. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
What if your doctor said you had stage zero breast cancer?
I was just like, wait a minute.
So, does she need treatment? Depends who you ask.
For most women, probably doesn't need to be treated.
Raise your hand if you're the one who's willing to die.
Seven on Your Side senior investigative reporter Lisa Fletcher reveals the harsh realities.
I've been overtreated, overdiagnosed, overscared.
The controversy surrounding stage zero cancer. Tonight on ABC 7 News at 11.
Know what time it is, TGITers?
Tick-tock, tick-tock.
It's season finale time.
Is that hard to hear?
First on the Grace finale, a fight for survival.
The fire is on the floor above us.
That will have you on the edge of your tweet.
One, two, three, jump!
Then on the two-hour scandal finale.
Tell me how you're gonna pull off this attack.
It's Mother Monster versus the Mother Fixer.
I will kill you.
Then watch ABC 7 News at 11 on Your Side.
What can it cost you to not contact Miss Utility? You dig and hit an underground line. Essential services could be lost. You're responsible. Someone could be injured or worse, and you're responsible. But other than that, it can't cost you that much. 2 full business days prior to digging. Visit missutility.net, by phone at 1-800-257-7777 or 811. Before you dig, every dig. Miss Utility, it's the law.
So your doctor says you need an MRI. Granted, it's a marvel of science and modern medicine, but hardly a convenient or comfortable prospect. If you've had one, you know what I'm talking about. Don't you just hate those tubes? Listen, are you going to submit to the discomfort of being run through a tube? Put your foot down. In fact, put both feet down and experience the most revolutionary way to have an MRI anywhere. Washington Open MRI now has the world's first high-field strength, upright, weight-bearing open MRI, where you can stand, sit, or lie down for your test. Washington Open MRI offers the most comfortable way yet to have an MRI. You can even watch TV or listen to your favorite music during the scan. And remember, you can bring any MRI prescription to them from any doctor. Call toll-free 1-866-MRI-ASAP. Washington Open MRI, with 6 convenient offices in the metro area. So stand tall, stand up for yourself, because now there's a better choice. Choose Washington Open MRI at 1-866-MRI-ASAP. That's 1-866-MRI-ASAP.
Chris Plant here. As an avid gun enthusiast, I was thrilled when the nation's most advanced indoor shooting range opened just up the road in Prince William County. Elite Shooting Sports has 42 shooting lanes, all well-appointed with the best equipment available. They offer programs for all skill levels as well as ladies-only classes taught by all female instructors. Looking for a great place to host your next corporate or team-building event? I recommend you choose Elite Shooting Sports. Visit EliteShootingSports.com.
535 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland Beltway through Silver Spring. Still some accident activity. We had 4 cars involved in the crash on the outer loop westbound side between Colesville Road and George Avenue. Everything had been to the shoulder, but they might need to block that left lane again, getting another tow truck in there. So watch getting through that stretch. DC 295 northbound. It's that work zone up coming up to Benning Road. They were doing the paving project overnight. Still had a lane blocked and in the backups. Crash was reported. Southbound 295 slows past Benning, but your travel lanes are open, so some better news there. We'll take you into D.C. MacArthur Boulevard remains shut down with the water main break and repairs. MacArthur Boulevard closed between Reservoir and Foxhall Road, so you can take Reservoir and over toward Foxhall for your alternate. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Running heat up again today. I don't think we'll get to 96. That's the record. We're going to go 93. Clouds early, then partly cloudy for most of the day, and an air quality alert. Tonight, a passing shower thunderstorm, 71. Tomorrow, late day thunderstorms at a high near 90. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 73 in Woodbridge, 64 in Bowie, 71 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
It's 5:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Get ready for a hot one today on this Thursday, and we've got a hot show for you coming up. 6:35, Garrett Graff, author of The Threat Matrix, FBI at War. A man who knows a little something about Robert Mueller. He'll give us his thoughts at 6:35. 7:05, it's Robert McDowell, former FCC commissioner, as the FCC takes up the issue of net neutrality. 7:15, legal analyst Joe DeGeneva. At 7:35, from the Heritage Foundation, economist Steve Moore, and at 8:05, Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Mary Walter.
Go to interview for a job, you have to fill out that form, right? You got to fill out the application. And they always ask you, how much were you making in your past job? Or sometimes they'll ask you for several jobs. I remember back in the day, you know, you get several jobs, you list your last 3 employers, and you have to list when you were there, what you did, and how much money you made.
Right.
Which was always a tough question, right? It's always a hard thing, and my father always told me, always tell them you made more than you did. So my father always told me that. I said,
so
it's okay.
Your father told you to lie.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, he said, because they're going to pay you less. And he always told me, never make coffee. If they ever ask you to make coffee, never make coffee. He said, just because you're a woman, you don't make coffee. It's like, okay, Dad. And I think it was very good advice from my father. I think that was really good advice, to always lie and say that you made more than you did. He said, in every job, you made a little bit more, a little bit more, a little bit more. I said, all right. And now there is a movement afoot to actually ban that question from being asked when you're applying for a job. Massachusetts, New York City, and Philadelphia have passed laws that will bar employers from asking applicants about their salary history. And several states, California, Mississippi, and Pennsylvania, have proposed similar legislation already this year. And they say it's one way to close the wage gap between men and women, because women tend to ask for less salary. Men tend to overvalue their worth. Women tend to undervalue their worth. And I've read some very interesting studies about this, that a woman, like someone will say, oh, we're going to offer this, and the woman will go, oh, okay. And the man will go, no, I need more. Men are just more confident, and men will, they've got the ego, so they will ask for more, and women ask for less. They usually start off in their very first job making less money, and then it continues throughout life. So this is one way to help close that wage gap. And I think it's a great idea. Because, listen, a job is worth X number of dollars. As an employer, you know what you're willing to pay for that job. As an employer, is it great if you can get someone to accept the job for less? Absolutely, but it's all about negotiating. So I think the job should come with a certain value, and as an employer, it is up to you to make an offer of X number of dollars, and it is up to that person to either accept or ask for more, or and then go from there. And then it's on the person accepting the job, whether they're a good negotiator or not. Yeah. So I like this idea. Massachusetts law will go into effect in July of next year. New York City's ban takes effect this year in November. Philly's ban was supposed to go first. That was supposed to start this month, but a judge temporarily halted it because the Chamber of Commerce filed a lawsuit opposing it. Gee, I wonder why. Look, from an employer's point of view, I get it, but you have an idea of how much you can pay for that job as an employer. You understand how much that job is worth, right?
Yeah.
So I think that as an employer, you should start off the negotiation and say, this is what I'm willing to pay for this job. This is what I think is fair. And you could lowball it if you want and see if that person, you know, comes back with a counteroffer.
Here's what I do in these situations. I mean, first of all, I never really chase money in a job. I chase opportunity. I always thought that if I got the opportunity, and then I found I got into a job and I made myself, you know, irreplaceable, or at least an important player on the team, that the money would take care of itself in time. But if somebody says to me, what did you make at your last job? I said, I made exactly what I thought I was worth. And he said, well, how much was that? I said, I didn't say. I got paid what I thought I was worth. What is this job worth?
Mm-hmm.
And because I, you know, if you tell me that, I'll tell you whether or not that this is something we can, this is a conversation that should continue, or whether I'll just say thank you very much for your time. And I mean, I'd say, I'm not trying to be rude, and I'm not trying to be impertinent, but, you know, tell me what you think the job is worth, and I'll tell you whether or not I can work for you.
Very few people do that. Most people don't have the chutzpah to do that. That's just not, especially when you're starting out in a job. You're fresh out of college, you're fresh out of school, and you're getting your first job. Most people don't do that.
Well, then
if you're just
coming to your first job, you don't have a salary history to talk about. So
True. You
can't answer the question.
Right,
well, it's my first job. I didn't make anything.
Okay, but even second, third, or fourth job, I think most people don't have that in them to do that. And that's why you have something like this, because I do think there are people who are in a place of employment who are doing the same job, who are making less because they listed how much they were making at their previous job, and the employer looked at that and said, I'll give them a couple thousand dollars more. I'm still saving, still paying them $5,000 less than I'm paying the other guy to do the same job, so I'm making out on the deal.
Yeah, well, you know, employers will try to do that.
And I can't blame them.
And it's up to you as an employee to polite. I mean, and by the way, I think most employers really respect a guy who says, well, I got paid fairly and it was a good salary. What is this job worth? I think when you do that, you are telling the employer, hey, you know what? I'm a smart guy. I know what my worth is in the market. And if you want to pay it, then then maybe we can come to terms on a job. If you don't want to pay it, or if the salary is too low, then I will simply look at you and say, thank you very much for your time. Really appreciate it.
A lot of people aren't in that position to be able to do that. A lot of people need a job. So they're not necessarily in that position. I don't know. I can see both sides of it, but overall, I think it's a good idea. Offer what the job is worth, but that's just me.
5:43 on WMAL.
Now for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. Combined Joint Task Force Operation Inherent Resolve officials reported this week that U.S. and coalition military forces continued to attack the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria on Tuesday, conducting 29 strikes consisting of 87 engagements. Officials reported details of the strikes, noting that assessments of results are based on initial reports. Get the full story by visiting WMAL.com/todays.
Thanks for Coney Island hot dogs, for airplanes and air conditioners, for coming up with sunglasses, cruise control, and Route 66. For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it. That's why GEICO has been proudly supporting our military and their families for over 75 years. It's our way of saying thanks.
See how much you could save on car insurance by switching to GEICO. For a quote, visit GEICO.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
The following is a paid commercial message.
Breaking news, the 2017 housing market is heating up to be one of the most competitive on record, with home prices surging to levels not seen in over 15 years. Hi, this is Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and what does this news mean to you? If you're in the market to buy a home this year, it means you need to set yourself apart to win out over other offers in a bidding war. How do you do that? By working with Cornerstone First Financial. We're a direct lender with our own money. We're local to this area with a track record of getting loans to settlement on time and offering the lowest interest rates. If you're not planning on moving this year, this news is also important if you're looking to eliminate PMI, consolidate debt, or take cash out for any reason. Call us today at 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. And our website is cornerstonefirst.com.
NMLS ID 183265, consumeraccess.org.
It's 5:45 now on WMAO. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And I'm going to start with the good news first. Yes, I know you're in some of these delays here. Virginia 95 North pushing through Dale City, but the crash before the Prince William Parkway cleared out of that left lane, so all your lanes are now accessible and all lanes open on the Beltway topside, Maryland. As you pass Colesville Road over to George Avenue, that's where we had the multi-car crash. Still some remnants of that on the shoulder. Now, not so good. DC 295, been saying this for months. So the overnight road work northbound as you come up to Benning, it was still there. They were doing the paving project last night, but an accident in the backup. So now we're dealing with the lingering road work and a crash. Northbound 295 delays just north of the 11th Street Bridge. And MacArthur Boulevard closed and will be through the day between Reservoir Road and Foxhall Road again because the water main break in the road was compromised. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Running in the heat up again today. I don't think we'll get to 96. That's the record. We're going to go 93. Clouds early, then partly cloudy for most of the day, and an air quality alert. Tonight, a passing shower thunderstorm, 71. Tomorrow, late day thunderstorms and a high near 90. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it's 74 degrees at 547. Hey, it's Brian Wilson here, and my friend Frank Prindle guarantees to sell your home on time and for top dollar, or he will buy it. He's the only agent I would trust to sell my home. For a guarantee you can trust, go to itrustfrank.com.
So, a new study, interesting, coming out of the UK, found that all this telling women, this whole ban on alcohol for women, they can't have any alcohol when they're drinking, it's a terrible, horrible thing, might be a little bit of an overreaction. They're finding that, they call it hysterical, telling pregnant women that they can't have any alcohol at all, it's a terrible, horrible thing, you're poisoning your baby. Well, this comes out of studies, obviously, that women who are alcoholics, who drink a lot, can inflict fetal alcohol syndrome on their children, which is a terrible, horrible thing, and right. It is totally preventable. Well, it seems like we may have gone overboard, and I know that's shocking. They're now saying that the previous guidelines, where a woman could have 1 to 2 units of alcohol a week while pregnant are probably the more sane guidelines that they should have. The public discourse has become very hostile, and there is now an assumption that a pregnant woman holding a glass of wine is doing something absolutely wrong. Women are being accosted, spoken to, and stared at in public.
Lectured on occasion.
People assume that just because you've had one drink, you've had a bottle of vodka for breakfast. And it's true. You hear stories all the time about women who are in a restaurant, and there are some physicians who say, listen, especially the third trimester, if you want to have something to drink, go ahead. You can have a drink. It's okay, especially the third trimester. Getting yelled at. There are restaurants that won't serve pregnant women alcohol. And so we've become these, you know, when you're pregnant and you're out in public, suddenly, it's up to the waiter or waitress to decide what you can and cannot consume. So now in Britain, they're saying that there is now a change in the tone of the advice on the basis that it may be needlessly scaring women.
You know, I see a theme developing in all of these stories of late. I mean, the other day we did a story about how salt, you know, really may not all be that bad for you. I guess it really comes down to everything in moderation.
Exactly.
And common sense.
Imagine that.
And I don't understand why we can't have common sense and why common sense is ignored. And I got to tell you, I've been that person who, if I see a pregnant woman with a glass of wine, I go, well, should she really be doing that? I do stop and pause, but
you don't say anything.
I would never say anything to anybody about that kind of thing. You know, that's just not my place in life is to lecture people. But there are people that have had this drummed in their head, you know, for so many years. Yep. You cannot drink at all. That I think it's a new idea that will take some time for people to sort of understand. Yeah, listen, I have never thought that it was a horrible thing for a person to have a glass of wine if they're pregnant. Now, if you're going to sit and booze all day, now we got a problem.
Listen,
that's a serious problem, and we all know that's not right. So it's moderation.
Exactly.
It's common sense. And I think, you know, in life, if you can just, you know, be moderate in all things, you'll be okay by and large.
That is very true. Listen, our entire generation, our mothers drank when they were pregnant. They also smoked, which probably wasn't good.
I was born in the 50s, and everybody was smoking back then. They never thought to stop smoking when they were pregnant, so yeah, I turned out okay.
We have a picture, and we joke all the time about it, of my mother breastfeeding one of my brothers and my baby brother. And back in the day, in the 70s, they would tell moms that having beer would help with breast milk production. So my mother was like, woohoo, doctor's orders. And there is a picture of my mother breastfeeding my brother with a can of Rheingold, you know, and we laugh about it because all the time he loves to trot that out going, see, you damaged me as a child,
yeah,
you know,
right.
but they're saying there can be real consequences to overstating evidence or implying certainty when there isn't any. Doing so can cause women needless anxiety and alarm, sometimes to the point they consider, you know, ending an unplanned but not unwanted pregnancy. And they say the best thing to do is to give women advice, not to police pregnant women's behavior.
And guys get to drink all they want during this process.
Oh, no. I have a lot of friends who, when they were pregnant, she said, I can't have it, you can't have it.
Yeah, that's not fair.
Why is that not fair?
That's not right.
How is that not fair or not right?
Because I'm a man and you're a woman and I'm not carrying the child.
Well, you did this, so I got news for you. You're here with me through this whole thing, buddy. You're in it for the long haul, sweetheart.
This is one of those cases with what's good for the goose and the gander are not the same.
Oh, yes, they are.
Hey, it's time for El Rushmo 552 on WMAL.
Well, folks, I guess it was only a matter of time. I guess it was inevitable. 37-year-old Erica Anderson, recently a bride. Her New York City wedding was picture perfect. She wore a beautiful white dress. She walked down the aisle with a bouquet of flowers with the Brooklyn Bridge and the New York City skyline behind her. And it was time for Erica to take the big step, which she did willingly. She took her wedding vows with herself. That's right, my friends. She married herself. Solo gammy is what it's called, sologamy. Ms. Anderson's part of a new and growing trend called sologamy. Happy Bride later discussed her big day and what it meant to her. I would describe it as women saying yes to themselves, she said. It means that we are enough, even if we are not partnered with someone else. Is it Ms. or Mrs. Anderson? I don't know. Whatever. She revealed that she had gotten tired of friends and family asking when she was going to get married. So in front of them, she tied the knot to herself by herself. with herself. Now, before you brush this off as pathetic or the ultimate expression of narcissism, here's the thing. Mrs. Anderson is not alone, in a manner of speaking. Businesses have sprung up eager to help sologamists create their perfect wedding day. Some companies sell wedding kits. Others provide typical services like photography. The trend is not going away. As for Mrs. Anderson, I hope she had a heck of a honeymoon.
General all-round good guy.
Rush, noon to 3, now on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Say, folks, did you know the toughest utility vehicles on Earth are also the most comfortable? Mahindra's XTV utility vehicles offer 25% more legroom and seating while comfortably seating up to 6 passengers. Now, of course, every Mahindra XTV is built right here in the USA and is backed by the industry's best 3-year powertrain warranty. And that's 6 times longer than the other guys. The Mahindra Flex Hauler even features a standard electric dump bed with 3 sides that fold flat for easy loading and unloading. And for a limited time, Mahindra's 750S Flex Hauler is just $139 a month, plus $500 off Mahindra's XTV accessories. Learn more at MahindraUSA.com. Get your work done, America, in comfort.
Take advantage of rock-bottom prices and test drive a Mahindra today at Cecil's Tractors in Warrenton or visit cecilstractors.com. That's cecilstractors.com.
Larry O'Connor here to tell you about my doctor, Dr. Jones, with the concierge medical team at Principal Medical Group. Now listen, if you're like me, then having convenient access to your primary care doctor is priceless. Whether it's phone calls, emails, or even same-day appointments, I am so happy I chose a concierge medical practice. Dr. Jones and the entire team at Principal Medical Group put my time and my care first. I feel the difference as a patient at Principal Medical Group, and you will too. Don't spend another year getting half the care for twice the price. Invest in your health like I did. Additionally, for those men and women struggling from the physical and psychological symptoms of low testosterone, Principal Medical Group are your area experts in pellet therapy. So schedule your free consultation with Dr. Jones at his McLean office. Call 703-663-8824 or go online to principalmedicalgroup.com. The landscape of healthcare is changing, but the principles of good care shouldn't. Online at principalmedicalgroup.com. That's principalmedicalgroup.com.
Hey, it's 5:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Brian, we continue to be busy. Maryland Beltway, if you're coming from College Park around the 270, I know it's a tough trip every morning. We had the earlier crash near Colesville Road. That was cleared, and it looks like we have one in the backups. Also, broken down was reported near Colesville Road. So, like I said, a lot of activity right in that zone through Silver Spring. So keep alert. Still had additional help arriving to the scene there. 270, you've been calm and mellow. Same story with 95, BW Parkway, nothing reported. DC 295 northbound at Benning, it was the road work and then the crash in the backups. So delays northbound, just north of the 11th Street Bridge. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
One shy of a record high yesterday. Today will fall short once again. 93 degrees, the record's 96. Air quality alert in effect in a partly cloudy sky. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 72 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by Leaf Guard Gutters.
Leaf Guard Gutters, the covered gutter system that lets water in and keeps debris out. They come with a lifetime no-clog warranty. Never climb a ladder to clean your gutters again with Leaf Guard. Set up a free, no-obligation gutter inspection and estimate today at guttersmaryland.com.
Have your golf buddies been asking where you've been? Are you missing your Saturday tee time? What if you could play and walk 18 holes without nagging back pain? What if you could fully swing your driver again and follow through? What if you could feel better and take a few strokes off your game? What if there was a safe, effective spine surgery to relieve your pain and get you back to feeling like yourself again? There is, and it's in our area. Doctors Morgan and Elagala at Sana Spine recognize that spine surgery can, should, and needs to be perfect. Using revolutionary ultrasonic technology, Sana Spine surgeons safely decompress pinched nerves, relieving pain, getting you back to the life you once enjoyed within weeks, not months. Sana Spine's ultrasonic surgery is a 90-minute outpatient procedure that avoids fusion, which means no rods, screws, or unnecessary loss of mobility. Learn more at sanaspinesurgery.com. The ultrasonic revolution. sanaspinesurgery.com. Get your game back.
We've all taken side jobs here and there to earn extra cash, but now making extra money is way easier thanks to Uber. Uber's the ultimate side hustle. Driving with Uber means you can earn extra cash whenever you want. It's not just another J-O-B. It's a totally flexible way to earn. You can turn it on and off just like your car. If you have a few spare hours here and there, drive with Uber. Have you ever wanted to be your own boss? I bet you'd make a great boss. Drive with Uber and you are your own boss. If you're driving right now, you should be earning right now. And Uber's Instant Pay makes every day payday. You can cash out straight from the app to your bank account up to 5 times a day. Listen, if you enjoy earning extra cash, if there's something special you'd like to buy, your car can start making you money. So go ahead, get your side hustle on. Sign up to Drive with Uber today. Go to uber.com/drive now. That's uber.com/drive now. uber.com/drive now. Certain restrictions apply. See site for details.
Celebrate spring savings at Fitzgerald Subaru. This month only, get as low as 0% APR financing on the all-new 2017 Crosstrek, Outback, Legacy, and Forester. Hurry in to Fitzgerald Subaru in Gaithersburg or visit FitzgeraldSubaruGaithersburg.com today.
The Fitz way. There's just no better way to go.
On approved credit through SMF, based on Tier 1 credit approval through Subaru Motor Finance. Not all buyers will qualify. Terms vary by model. See dealer for details. Ends May 31st, 2017.
He's a watchdog on Wall Street and a champion for investors. Listen to Ron Carson on Wealth from Wisdom this Saturday at noon right here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Coming up on WMAL.
Garrett Graff will be joining us. He's the author of The Threat Matrix, FBI at War. And we're going to talk about this appointment of Mueller and how he reinvented the FBI after 9/11.
There is a lot going on with regard to the FBI. We have a new director in that.